Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Wednesday, the 11th of February 2026. Today's topic is, Do Not Provoke God. Our text is taken from Judges chapter 2 verse 12 to 14. Verse 12. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. And they forsook the Lord, and served Baal and Ashtaroth. Verse 14. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Key verse. Judges chapter 2 verse 12. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. Meredith returned from the boarding school with her portmanteau almost empty. The school uniform and housewares Meredith brought back were not her own. Her textbooks were no more and the remaining exercise books were in shreds. Beside this, Meredith's first term examination result was very poor. Meredith really provoked her father with her careless and lazy attitude. It is not for your good when you provoke others by your bad behavior. The example of Meredith is bad, but that of the children of Israel was worse. The children of Israel did all they could to provoke the Lord. This they did in complete disobedience to the clear instructions God gave them. The children of Israel had enjoyed the presence, power, and the provisions of the living God in Egypt and in the wilderness. They have no reason to doubt, but to fear him. How could this lifeless gods, who could not deliver those who worshipped them in Canaan, help the children of Israel in any way? It was foolishness for Israel to forsake the living God and looked for help where there was none. Their disobedience provoked the Lord. But you should not follow the bad example of the children of Israel. Have you made Jesus unhappy in any way by your bad conduct? You have to say sorry to him and promise him that you will not do bad things again. If you are his true friend, thank him for helping you to please him always. Prayer for today. Lord, forgive me all my bad behavior and help me to please you all the time. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22 to 23. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.